Intro. This is an advanced lesson. Ceramedit. Distorter Reese patch from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. I'll walk you through building a purpose made Reese and Serum, shaping it with Serum's internal drive and routing, printing it to audio, and sculpting a multi-layered distortion chain with Ableton stock devices. The goal is a bass that carries sub weight, mid grit, and sits under late night roller vocals without masking intelligibility. Lesson overview first. You'll create a dual oscillator Reese with sub support and tasteful unison and phase control. Then you'll add harmonic content with wave-eatable warping and gentle FM inside Serum. Next you'll print that to audio and set up a two-path Ableton effect rack, a mono, clean sub path and a distorted mid/high body path. Finally you'll macro map controls, add vocal sidechain ducking, and print the final processed result. Before you start, make sure Serum is installed and available as a plugin in Live 12. Create a MIDI track, load Serum, and we'll begin. Patch building inside Serum. Step by step, start with an initialized Serum patch. Menu right arrow init preset. Oscillators. Turn on oscillator and pick a clean saw wave-eatable, like analog BD saws. Set unison to 7. Turn hyper or stack off for late night vibe, or choose hiker if you want more width. Detune between about 0.08 and 0.16. Set blend around 0.55 to 0.75. Randomize phase so voices don't cancel. Enable oscillator B. Choose the same wave-eatable, keep octave at 0, unison around 5. Detune tilde 0.10. Offset osc B pitch by plus 3 to plus 7 cents to thicken stereo movement. Turn on the sub oscillator, set it to a sine, octave at minus 1 or minus 2 for huge sub. Set the sub level to about 60% of the main level so you have weight without rumble. Add a subtle noise level, around 10 to 18%, and put a short internal low pass on it for air and grit that will respond well to distortion. Warp and FM. On osc A, set warp to FM from osc B or the reverse. Keep the FM amount small between 1 and 12%, so you get musical harmonic content without harshness. You can test bend plus or sync warp to find a flavor that sits under the vocal. Unison and global. In global, keep unison voices around 7 if needed, but reduce global voices if CPU spikes. Turn glide off unless you want legato slides. Filter and drive, enable a low pass filter 12 or 24 dB works depending on character. Route osc A, B and sub through the filter. Add internal drive of around 3 to 7 dB to fatten harmonics, while keeping the sub relatively clean. Keep MP envelope sustain full, and a small attack of 5 to 10 ms to soften the transient a touch. LFO and movement. LFO 1. Slow triangle or ramp. Tempo sync off. Rate around 0.03 to 0.2 hz. Map lightly to wave-eatable position and filter cutoff for subtle motion. LFO 2. Map to tiny pitch modulation, 0.2 to 2 cents for analog movement. Serum FX. Use Serum's distortion module. Pick tube or diode. Set drive around 20 to 40% and dry/wet 25 to 40%. Try placing distortion before the filter for one character and after for another note which sounds you prefer. Optionally use Serum's multiband compressor lightly to glue voices and use dimension/hyper sparingly to keep low frequencies coherent. Output and save. Reduce Serum's output by about minus 3 dB to keep downstream gain staging healthy. Save the patches Reese late night init. Prepping in Ableton and routing, create a MIDI clip that plays your two bar bass line late night rollers like sustained notes and subtle slides. Duplicate the track. Keep one instrument track for edits and print the other to audio. To print, either resample the output to a new audio track or duplicate, freeze and flatten the duplicate. The printed audio will be the basis for heavy processing. Ableton FX chain. Create two parallel paths on the printed audio. Create an audio effect rack and make two chains, sub clean and distorted body. Map their output volumes to macros for quick balancing. Sub clean chain. Use EQA to control low energy. Avoid overboosting the sub if needed. A low shelf boost around 50-80 hz is fine. Use multiband dynamics to target the sub band. Set band 1 for below 120 hz with gentle upward compression or light upward gain to keep sub present, but consistent. Put a utility on this chain and collapse width to 0% for frequencies below roughly 120 hz. The simplest approach is to keep the whole chain mono if you prefer, or use EQ splits and a utility to mono the sub region. Distorted body chain. Pre-EQ 8. High cut or low cut, the very lowest frequencies remove below 35-60 hz so the distortion stage doesn't eat the sub. Add saturator. Set mode to analog clip or soft sign, drive around 4 to 8 dB, curve medium, and enable 2x oversample to reduce aliasing. Add stock overdrive, drive around 6 to 12, tone warm, dry slash wet around 40 to 60% if you want parallel feel within the chain. Add erosion, type noise, frequency around 2K to 4.5 kHz, amount small, 6 to 12%, for high-end texture. Add redux sparingly, tiny bit reduction or low downsample to add grit only if it stays musical. Optionally add corpus for body resonance. Keep mix low and tune the frequency to the key. Post EQ EQ 8. Tame highs with a gentle low pass at 10 to 12 kHz and notch any frequencies that clash with vocals in the 3 to 6 kHz range. Add glue compressor, fast attack, medium release, ratio around 2:1 to glue the distorted body, parallel blending, map macro 1 to distort amount controlling distorted body chain volume and saturator drive, map macro 2 to sub-level controlling sub-clean chain gain. That gives instant section control. Cohesion and weight add a multiband dynamics across the rack output to lightly control mid dynamics so the distorted body sits without overpowering the sub. Add a glue compressor on the group with a slowish attack, medium release, and 2:1 ratio to make the whole sound cohesive. Check mono and phase coherence. Make sure below 120 Hz is mono and that nothing cancels when you collapse to mono. Sidechain ducking for vocals. Create a compressor for sidechaining and put it on the Reese group or on the rack's output. Enable sidechain and choose your vocal track as the input. Use a fast attack of 0 to 1 ms and a release between 80 and 220 ms. Aim for gentle ducking, about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction so the vocal sits above the bass without killing rhythmic energy. For more surgical control, sidechain only the mid-chain inside your rack so the sub remains unaffected. Final tuning and printing. Automate your macros. Increase distort amount on fills and drops. Reduce during intimate vocal lines. Once satisfied, bounce or freeze and flattened processed Reese to audio to save CPU and lock the sound. Final EQ. Carve a narrow 1 to 2 dB dip between 2 and 5 kHz if the vocal needs intelligibility. If you need more warmth, gently boost around 100 to 160 Hz. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick checklist. Don't send the sub through heavy distortion. Avoid too much unison or oversized attune that destroys low end. Don't distort before high passing. Remove very low energy before harsh processing. Watch gain staging. Serum plus saturator plus overdrive add up fast. Always check in mono so stereo movement hasn't canceled the bass. Don't duck too hard. 2 to 5 dB is usually enough. Pro tips. Fast macro everything. Cutoff, sub-level, and distortion amount. Use parallel processing across frequency bands sub, body, air. Oversample when final rendering to avoid aliasing. Tune resonators and corpus to track key. Print variations, soft, medium, and heavy for arrangement flexibility. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Make a new set, load serum, and build the Reese as described. Print the Reese to audio. Create an audio effect rack with sub-clean and distorted by chains and load the devices listed. Add a 4/8 bar vocal sample and sidechain the Reese so the vocal sits above the bass. Automate distort amount low for the first half and higher for the second half. Bounce the 4-bar loop and listen. For coexistence, adjust the 2.5 kHz dip to maximize clarity. Recap to summarize, you initialized serum and built a detuned dual oscillator Reese with a sine sub, added subtle FM and internal drive, printed to audio, and used an Ableton audio effect rack with a mono sub path and distorted mid/high path. You mapped macros for quick control, added vocal sidechain ducking, and printed final audio. The result is a late-night roller Reese that keeps heavy low end, warm mids, and clear space for the vocal. Closing, use the extra coach notes as a toolbox. Treat the Reese as 3 functional layers, a slash B with reference tracks, and remember that frequency targeted, time-aware distortion is what keeps vocals intelligible. Save your racks and printed variants and iterate. This workflow keeps you creative while staying in control. End of narration.